This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. The President of the United States has the ongoing treaty obligation to protect tribes and their land from damage and encroachment. That was the argument made in federal court Thursday by the Rosebud Sioux Tribe and the Fort Belknap Indian Community. The tribe sued President Trump and other federal agencies for giving TC Energy, formerly TransCanada, a permit for the Keystone XL pipeline to cross the U.S.-Canada border into Montana. Victoria Wicks reports.
Wes Furlong of the Native American Rights Fund is one of several attorneys who were present at the hearing in front of Montana federal judge Brian Morris. Also present were Rodney Bordeaux, president of the Rosebud Sioux Tribe, and Andy Work, Jr., president of the Fort Belknap Indian Community, along with those tribe's council members and representatives from Pine Ridge, Fort Peck, and other tribal nations. Furlong commented by phone after the hearing. He says this case is complex, digging into the history of treaties and what their intent was and still is.
Our arguments today, to a degree, that the tribes have stated a claim that is at least plausible, that the president has the obligation to uphold and enforce the treaties, and that he can be brought to court and held accountable if he doesn't do that.
In briefs filed with the court, attorneys from the Department of Justice and TC Energy hold that the president is immune from this lawsuit. Furlong says the tribes disagree.
Certainly not our position. On behalf of the president, these treaties were negotiated, and as the president of the United States, he has an obligation to uphold them, and so he certainly can be sued for violating the treaties.
Furlong says Judge Brian Morris will issue a ruling whether the tribe's claims are plausible. If the tribes prevail, the next step is to determine if the claims have merit. TC Energy and the Department of Justice have declined to comment on this case. For National Native News, I'm Victoria Wicks in Rapid City, South Dakota.
The Standing Rock Sioux Tribe's petition to intervene on a proposed expansion of the Dakota Access Pipeline was granted by a judge, the Associated Press reports. Energy Transfer wants to expand the line carrying oil in the Dakotas and Illinois. The tribe is concerned about threats to land and water from possible spills. Standing Rock is among a group of tribes continuing to fight the pipeline in court. A hearing on the proposed Dakota Access Pipeline expansion is scheduled for November. Republican Congressman Greg Gianforte is urging his peers to grant the Little Shell Tribe in Montana federal recognition. Olivia Reingold has more.
Gianforte, Montana's lone U.S. House representative, is trying to make sure that an amendment to federally recognize the Little Shell Tribe makes it into the final version of the National Defense Act. On Thursday, Gianforte submitted a letter to the House Armed Services Committee asking leadership to keep Little Shell recognition in the legislation as the House and Senate reconcile the differences between their bills. Gianforte wrote, quote, "The Little Shell people have waited long enough. It is time to give them the overdue recognition they deserve," end quote. Congress has granted federal recognition to 23 other tribes since 1960, according to Gianforte. Last fall, he introduced a Little Shell recognition bill. It passed the House in March before failing in the Senate. Now, instead of a standalone bill, he's hoping the must-pass defense bill can carry it across the finish line. It's considered so vital to government operations that it has to be enacted. Congress has passed it for over five decades now. For National Native News, I'm Olivia Reingold.
And I'm Antonia Gonzalez.
National Native News is produced by Kawanak Broadcast Corporation with funding by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
For Native Americans affected by domestic violence, the Strong Hearts Native Helpline offers peer-to-peer support and resources. It's safe, confidential, and toll-free at 844-7-NATIVE. Program support by the National Indigenous Women's Resource Center.
The National Indian Education Association is celebrating 50 years of building education nations October 8th through the 12th at the Minneapolis Convention Center. Online registration ends September 13th at niea.org. Proud to support this show.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.